Maestro, please.
So, what was music like in 2010? What will it be like in 2011? Our look ahead this morning is with Karen Gantz, editor of the Yahoo Music blog, The Amplifier, who joins us by phone from snowbound New York City. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Let's just dig right in. What do you think the big 2010 story was in music, and is she likely to continue in 2011?
That is Lady Gaga. And
oh, yeah.
I think you are right. I think she is going to continue in 2011 for sure.
And let's hear a preview of a song that actually first appeared on the Today Show. That's Lady Gaga, a little Faith Hill I'm hearing there, Karen Gantz.
Well, you know, it's actually a throwback to her piano bar days, back when she was known as Stephanie Germanotta. It doesn't sound like the club music that you know her for, but she does do this kind of thing, too. There's a song called Speechless on the Fame Monster. It's kind of Elton Johnny, and I think she's built up so much capital with her fans that they're willing to follow her almost anywhere.
And does this have the effect of enlarging her identity? Because her identity is so huge as the kind of video star, as this just sort of professional celebrity, as the person who wears meat, and then, of course, just the pop performer.
It's true. And, you know, I do think she has a huge interest in being known as a songwriter. She always does strip it back and do a lot of these songs on the piano. I think she does, you know, really want to be known as an Elton John-type classic writer.
But I don't have anything to worry about. I got two 12-year-olds. Lady Gaga isn't going to, like, embrace cannibalism or anything this year.
I don't think so, no. She's also said this record is going to have a lot of dance tracks, too, and metal and rock. I mean, she's promising the world, but we'll see. I think she can get there.
All right. Kanye West and Jay-Z, they collaborated on a song on Kanye's last album, and there's more ahead in the coming year. First of all, how excited are you about this collaboration continuing?
I'm actually really, really excited. These are two hip-hop stars at the top of their games, and the two songs that Jay worked on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy are absolutely fantastic.
Well, let's give a listen. The best living or dead, hands down, huh? Let's talk more here right now, huh? And my eyes more red than the devil is. And I'm about to take it to another level, dude. Matter who you going to get, ain't nobody cold as this. Do the rap and a track, triple double, no assist. Maybe that track is Monster. It's Kanye West and Jay-Z and some others. It seems to me, given sort of the brand issue that we were talking about with Lady Gaga, in Kanye West's case, he needs Jay-Z more than Jay-Z needs Kanye West. True or false?
You know what? That's a really interesting point. I think it's partially true. Kanye's record isn't selling as well as I thought it would, considering how great it is. But, you know, it's interesting. They're both moving in increasingly arty directions, but the songs that Jay is on that record are a little more street. They're kind of more pure hip-hop. But especially visually, they're both moving in extremely strange directions. There was this video on Jay's last record called On to the Next One, which was really inscrutable. I think this collaboration called Watch the Throne has the potential to really be hip-hop high art.
Hip-hop high art. So is that we're entering the kabuki phase, which might be a bad sign for hip-hop all the way around, or is this just an episode?
I think it's a good thing for hip-hop. I think it's making it more diverse and making it appeal to different people. I don't know if it's going to be that great for record sales, but Jay-Z certainly knows how to move a record, so I'm not too worried about these guys.
All right, moving right along, She's Back. Take me back to beautiful England and the great filthiness of ages and battered books and graveyards, Dead Sea Captains, the always upbeat, always chuckle-headed PJ Harvey has a solo album coming out. How excited are you about this, Karen?
This is actually one of the records I am most excited for. I love PJ Harvey. She's just a fantastic songwriter and performer. And she started working on this new album called Let England Shake while she was working on 2007's White Chalk. And that record is a kind of quiet, hushed, reserved, piano-heavy record. But as you just heard, that song was called The Last Living Rose. She's moving more in a guitar direction, which is great news. Her early guitar records are just fantastic.
No, I'm a huge PJ Harvey fan. This album, this what we're listening to, isn't even out yet. It's sort of making its kind of internet run off of a music video, right?
That's true, yeah. The album is actually out February 15th. And she debuted another song called Written on the Forehead, which was a really weird electro track. It kind of sounds like Bjork. So this record has the potential to be strange, and I think that's a great thing for her.
Bjork, strange? Oh, come now.
Let's pull back from the strange here. Kelly Clarkson, we can remember her as the first winner of American Idol back in the, was it the 20th century?
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. And her first few albums were really, really successful. I mean, I think she remains, maybe with one exception, the biggest sort of hit maker from the American Idol franchise. But this new album, let's get a listen and then talk for a second.
Said you never come back, but here you are again. 'Cause we belong together. Yeah.
This gets a lot of airplay around my house. My Life Would Suck Without You. That's from the 2009 album, All I Ever Wanted. It seems like Kelly Clarkson is pretty much re-hitting a sort of pop formula here. What are you expecting?
I am expecting more pop from her. You know, she's really transcended American Idol in a way that very few performers have, as you pointed out. People thought she had a little bit of a misstep on My December. That was her kind of rockier record. I actually really enjoyed that record. But you're right. In 2009, she went back to pop. That seems to be her bread and butter. She's working with a rock producer named Howard Benson on this record, and Greg Kurstin, who's known for his work with Lily Allen. Mm. I think they have the potential to push her in interesting directions, but I wouldn't be too worried that she's going to move away from pop. I think there's going to be a superstar pop record.
And, of course, this was a big year. Keith Richards does a memoir. Rolling Stones doing memoirs. Can R.E.M. be far behind? So that's the track It Happened Today from the new 2011 album Collapse Into Now that R.E.M. is releasing. You can actually pre-order it. What do you expect from R.E.M.? Are they going to lighten up a little bit?
Actually, I don't think they're going to lighten up. I think they're heavying up a little bit, but that could be a good thing. Between 1998 and 2008, it was a rough time to be a hardcore R.E.M. fan. They were moving in some weird directions, but the track you just heard sounds a lot like Automatic for the People to me, which is one of their great records, and Eddie Vedder actually guests on that song. We didn't get to hear his part, but he sounds great. Peaches and Patti Smith are on this record. I don't know. You know, they've released a couple of songs on the internet, and they all sound really, really good. I'm very excited about this record.
And they sound like songs, not just sort of chronicles of celebrity and all of its woes.
Totally. You know, rock had a rough year in 2010, and nothing could be better right now than a great R.E.M. record. If they could come to the rescue, I'd be thrilled.
Anything else on the rescue horizon there for 2011?
Oh, there's a lot of great stuff coming out next year. It's going to be a Strokes record, probably a radio record, a Radiohead rather record, Britney Spears, U2, Coldplay. I think it's going to be a pretty epic year.
All right, Karen Gantz, the epic year 2011, almost with us a week from now. Editor of the Yahoo Music blog, The Amplifier. Have a great happy new year there, Karen.
Thank you. You too.
And we'll see you back in the new year.
Okay, bye.
Hey, if you want rapid eye movement or more REM or more music, just head over to our site where you can look back at our series, Remixing the Holidays, Natalie Cole, Marcy Playground, a pick of Christmas classics, new and old. You can check it out at thetakeaway.org. And while you're there, download the Takeaway iPhone app and complete this assignment. Take a photo, video, or audio of what summed up 2010 for you. Maybe it's a person or a thing. Send it our way through our app, thetakeaway.org. And, you know, on New Year's Eve, do a moment at midnight. Send it to us. It'll make our web editor, Jim Colgan, he'll start weeping. I guarantee you. But we'll send a picture of him to you. If you see it, send it. I'm John Huckenberry. Celeste Headlee is out for the holidays. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.